continuing the halachas of a bal keri, Perek Gimel of Brachos Mishneh Hay. We're talking about once again bal keri, not in our time, in our day and age, a bal keri is allowed to daven, he's allowed to learn. In the time of the Takon of Ezra, he was prohibited to daven. In the middle of davening, somebody reminded himself that he is a bal keri, he shouldn't be davening. Lo yavtik, he should not daven in the middle of Shmar Esrei, because one should say a full Shmar Esrei. Elo yikaser. You should say the bare minimum of every bracha of Shemona Esrei, just the very beginning of the Shemona Esrei and the Baruch Hashem at the end. Yorad Litpo. If he went to Itoivel himself, after he was about carrying, Yochel Lalei to Liskatos Velikos Hashaloi Tonei Tachamos, if he could manage to Itoivel himself and come up and cover himself up in a fashion that he could say Kriya Shema, and say Kriya Shema before Netzach Amah, which is a lachatchila time of saying Kriya Shema before Netzach Amah, and saying Shemona Esrei Vosikin. In such a situation, then in Chanami, Yala Vizkata Yika, he should actually go out of the water, out of himself, and come out and dress himself and cover himself up and say Kriya Shema. Vimlav Vizkata V'mai V'yikra, a tremendous chiddush of this Mishnah, that since it was a lachatchila to say Kriya Shema before sunrise, he was in a position to say it before sunrise, and by going out of the mikvah and drying himself off, he'll miss the sunrise, and it's better to just say it in the water. Yeah. And the place can say that this is an ogeh, a person wants to make a bracha when he's in the water, if he's undressed, he should not make a bracha if the water is clear. Unless the water, if the water is murky, then he can say the bracha because his erva has to be covered. Yeah. He should not cover himself with waters, bad waters. This means waters that rancid, foul-smelling waters, or waters that were used for soaking flax, which also had a very foul smell. The halacha is when you have these type of foul smells from spoiled matter or excrement and the like, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So if the person was washing himself or bathing or going to the mikveh in these waters that had a very foul smell, he won't be able to say the Kriya Shema when he's in the water. Until he puts water into them. The question is, what is water? What does water help over here? As long as it still has a bad smell, it won't help. So the Gemara says we really have to add something to the Mishnah, that if he's in this foul smelling situation, as long as it has a smell, he cannot say Kriya Shema. We have another situation. If he urinated and there's urine in the pot where he potty or whatever the urinal that he urinated into, so he's not allowed to daven in the presence of the urine. If he puts water into the urine and dilutes it, then he would be able to be mispalel. That's it. Now we're talking about the urine is not in a toilet which is made out of pottery, cheres, because the toilet itself is treated as excrement. But he had some temporary place where the urine was collected into, and in such a situation, as long as he adds water to that urine, he will be able to say Kriya Shema in that place. Yeah, it's enough to add one revius of water for every time he urinates in that area. How far away does he have to be marking himself from urine if he does not dilute it with water? Or minatsoya, how much does he have to move himself away from excrement? Alba amas. So this halacha, if there's something foul smelling, or urine or excrement, one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema or any bracha, or learn Torah within 4 amas of that, and if the smell continues onwards, he has to be 4 amas away from the point which the smell stops.